It's Saturday, February 8th, and we are convening at 9:12 a.m. I have two announcements to make. I apologize, but we have to let the people who are here visiting us know that the food that is available in the room is really for board members, and this hotel provides just enough food for us and not very much extra. And if there is extra food, we certainly will invite you to join us in eating it. And the other is that I was told this morning that there is a car parked in a space that is handicapped space. It has a red cap on the meter, a car with New York plates. So I don't know if that's if there's somebody in this room who has a car with New York plates that's parked on the street in a handicapped zone, but I was told that the ticket is very expensive, so I'm urging you all to, if you know whose car it is, to take care of it. Yes, Lucette King.
Three things. One, I would like to disassociate myself from that opening statement that went out on air telling people that the food is ours. My culture doesn't allow for that. So I disassociate myself on that. The second thing is consistent with the call from the community of WPFW, I want to urge us to consider Tony Norman sitting here and participating in our discussion. The third thing, which is just as serious, if not more, I want the public to know that yesterday one of our members threatened one of our legal advisors, and that should not go down very easily. So I would like us to deal with it and let the public see it.
Thank you.
They're moved to today. Okay. The other thing I was going to say before I called in Lizette was to thank the PFW people for a wonderful party last night. It was a tremendously wonderful event. The food was great, the music was fabulous, and those of us who attended enjoyed it enormously. Now, back to Lucette, are you making a motion? Did you make a motion?
Okay. The motion is for us as a board to reconsider the decision to go against our very bylaws, and I'd like somebody to help me with what part of the bylaws I'm referring to. The part that prohibits anyone sitting on an LSB or PNB as an elected public official, which Tony Norman is.
All right. I'm sorry.
That I move.
Okay.
Making the motion. Point of order.
Okay, excuse me. Before we get into this discussion, we have to have the secretary call the roll and officially begin the meeting, so see if we need to do any excused absences. So let's start with that, and then we'll take up your issue, Lizette.
I have another issue, a procedural issue.
Let's deal with one at a time, if people don't mind. I think it's easier to deal with them one at a time. So, Carolyn, I'll put you on the list for after we deal with Lucette's issue. Janice. Oh, I'm sorry. We all got an email yesterday from a listener who requests that everybody say their name and their affiliation when they begin speaking. Janice.
Good morning. Janice Lane Ewart, affiliate representative from KFAI First Air Radio. Because this is not related to the meeting, I would ask us to consider that, similar to Lizette, in certain cultures, in probably all of our cultures, let me back up for a moment, and because I recognize that we are all gracious and we are all giving. And I understand that the food is reserved for board members. I also think that there's likely enough, and with a sense of judiciousness, that we could be open to having those who'd like to eat.
Yes, I agree. Okay. At some point, I will ask if all of the board members present have gotten food, and then I will invite the audience to eat whatever.
That would be great. I'd like for people to know that we are human beings.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I second that motion.
Go take seconds. Okay.
I'd like to make this a point of procedure simply because it relates to the board, but not...
Carolyn, please identify yourself.
I'm sorry. Carolyn Burden from WBAI.
Can I ask for order in the room? Please stop the side conversations.
Last night, after our meeting was closing up, it was a closed session, and there were a lot of materials on the table relating to that closed session. People were in the room who were not board members, and they did not leave, and it was difficult to clear the room, and nobody was here to take care of locking up. So I spoke to security, and they found someone to lock up the room, but I had to hang around for about 15 minutes until the room was secured. So I would like the chair to make arrangements to, when we leave the room, to make sure that non-board members leave before we do, or perhaps when we do, and that there is security at every chance so that we can leave our materials, our confidential materials, in place.
I'm sorry you had to wait, Carolyn. When I left the room, I went immediately to the front desk and asked them to secure the room, and it must have taken a few minutes for them to find somebody to come here. Adriana, thank you very much.
Point of information?
Yes.
Can we call roll, please?
Can I add?
Thank you.
That
I would like to...
The chair was going up, I stay with Carolyn here till they close the room, okay?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good morning. And Luzette, if you could email that motion that you just did, if you can email it or write it to the board. And
All right.
Or write it to me, rather. Please put everyone, either email your motion as you make it, or write it, put your name, the date, the time, and the issue we're discussing, please. If I could just, is it related to what I just said?
Janet Coburn, I just emailed the citation from the bylaws.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, so good morning, everyone. It's Saturday, February 8th. Way too early in Washington, D.C. We're going to be calling the roll by station, make it a little easier for you guys to keep track. So KPFA, Brian Edwards Steekert.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Janet Coburn.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson.
Here.
KPFK, L.A., Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes, KPFT Houston, Adriana Casanav.
Here.
Please correct my pronunciation. Okay. Hank Lamb.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzzell.
Here.
Thanks. WBAI New York, Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Manager Sabah.
Present.
And Serene Roberts, present. Washington, D.C., WPFW, Jim Brown.
Here.
Benito Diaz.
Present.
Luzette King.
Present.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Affiliate directors. Heather Gray of Atlanta.
Here.
Janice Lane Ewart of Minneapolis.
Present.
And Summaries is here.
Present.
Thank you.
All right. So, we're forever struggling with our agenda. there was an item yesterday that we didn't take up, which was the orientation training for the board members. Because it's on the agenda and was not dealt with, and it was not moved to a different place on the agenda, it seems to me that that's what comes up next, that we would do that. And if people will look at their written agendas, they will see that item number 3 for today, committee reports, has been moved to tomorrow. The committee reports will come up before item number 2 on Sunday. So we'll have committee reports, and then we'll have the process of selecting committee members for the Pacifica National Board. So everybody stick with me. Let's try and not use initials. If you're going to say something, say all the words, like Pacifica National Board or Executive Director. And remember, when you're speaking, to say your name and your station affiliation, because we've been requested to do that by someone who's actually listening to us, which I think is, like, truly fabulous. So my suggestion is that we start this morning with the orientation, then have the elections, and then go on to the public discussion of the local management agreements, and that should take us through the morning. We have the motion from Lucette, which we will need to deal with.
I have a point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, I'll call on you in a second, Tony. And let me just see, you all look at me and just tell me if that sounds like a reasonable approach to everyone. Is everybody happy with moving that way? Does everybody understand what I just said? Okay, what I just said was, we're going to deal with Lucette's motion, then we're going to have the orientation, which was left over from yesterday, and didn't get taken off the agenda and didn't get moved to another place on the agenda, so it just gets carried forward in our business. And then we'll do the election, and then the public discussion of LMAs. And that should take us to lunch, or maybe to tomorrow, I don't know. But anyway, does anybody object to that procedure?
Question.
Okay, so I have, let me take up Tony's point of order first. Go ahead, Tony.
My point of order is reference to Ms. King's motion. Well, not only does it seek to amend this agenda and add an item to the agenda, but also it's out of order in the sense that we voted on PNB representative in our January 30th meeting, and there was no objection. In our LSB meeting, there was no objection raised. And this board has dealt with that issue all day, and open and closed session, that is an advisory position, has ruled on this matter. So not only is the motion out of order because it's not consistent with the agenda, it's out of order because there was no objection in our January 30th meeting. There was no objection in our LSB meeting in January when I was elected and Ms. King was present, and we voted on PNB representative. And to correct the record, our LSB did not express an objection to my serve. In fact, quite the opposite. Our LSB endorsed my being here. I received the highest votes of all of our local station board members. So I would say this motion is out of order. And if you're going to proceed with it, it definitely requires a two-thirds vote under all counts.
I'm persuaded by Tony's point of order, and I'm going to rule that Lucette's motion is out of order.
Could you say both names, the first and last name?
I'm sorry, of course. Tony Norman of WPFW, and I don't know if I made him identify himself or not, has raised a point of order, which I think is persuasive that this motion is out of order. The motion presented by Lucette King of WPFW, and that so at this point I'm going to rule it out of order. If someone wants to disagree with me, you can challenge the chair and we'll discuss it and vote on it, but I don't think it's appropriate at this time. Lucette King.
In the interest of time, because I can see where this is going, and I really don't want us to leave important matters at bay, but I'd like it to be recorded that the motion we voted on said, or implicitly stated, that we knew it was in violation, but this time we will agree with it and not set precedent. And for the board to organize and violate its rules like this, no wonder we're going down South Street. No wonder. And I am very disappointed. I want our listeners to hear how we're violating our rules so that when it comes to the crunch, we can violate as well.
Thank you. I think that's, I'm going to say that this is an end to this matter at this point. We're not going to discuss
Madam
it
Chair.
Further.
Madam Chair, I'd like to challenge the ruling of the Chair, and I'd like to, this to be a record vote, a recorded vote. What do you call that?
Second.
Second.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
I'm going to speak to it.
Roll call vote. Thank you. Yes.
Tell us, George, where are you? Is that,
yes, I'd like to speak to the challenge to the ruling of the Chair.
Okay, but let me ask you. So there's a ruling of the Chair has discussion.
And
do I need to step aside?
No, not okay. at all. You, in fact, get to speak first for your ruling if you felt that you haven't, if you felt it hasn't been clear. And you also get to speak last.
That's fabulous. I love Robert's Rules of Order. Okay. So my ruling was based on, I listened very carefully to what Tony Norman said. We did discuss this at great length at a meeting just about a year ago in New York City, and a vote was taken. I think that settled the matter. I think the points that Tony made about the fact that this challenge didn't come up in the process which has led us to this table today is very significant. And I don't think this is something we need to deal with over and over and over again. The local station board made a decision. They allowed Tony Norman to run, and as he said, they elected him to this body. I don't think we should discuss it any further. I urge the local station board to figure this problem out so it doesn't come back to us again. But I don't think there's any reason for us to have spend time discussing it. All right. So now I'm going to,
I'll have my.
I see you, Rodrigo.
I mean, long ago.
I know. I was going to ask for somebody to help me keep a list, but right now I'm going to call on Rodrigo, George, and Lydia. So Rodrigo, sit.
And manager on staff.
Okay. All right. Rodrigo.
Chair, can you ask the secretary to help you keep the list as part of her responsibilities?
Can you do that? I don't know. That's
is that not possible? If the secretary or the recording secretary can help keep the list of people on the stack.
Okay. Okay. So the people I've recognized at this point are Rodrigo Argueta from Los Angeles, Lydia Brazón. Hey, could you guys please stop that? Sorry, no more. Thank you. Lydia Brazón from Los Angeles and George Ryder from Texas. And Benito Diaz.
And
Richard Ussel Manager, and I will, of course, call on Tony Norman.
Richard brought the challenge. I think he should speak next.
Okay.
You're supposed to alternate sides.
Got it. Richard, you're next.
Okay. Can I speak?
Richard first, then you. Because he brought the challenge, so he gets to speak because I defended myself.
And very well, Madam Chair.
Please state your name and your station.
Oh, yeah. Ussel, Houston. And we're talking about this matter being quote-unquote settled. None of this stuff is settled. We can come back and talk about stuff, and we do whenever it's necessary for us. This was settled. It was settled for last year. This is a new rodeo. That's right, Ussel, Houston, rodeo. Sorry, Tony, but That bylaws requirement was there. Is there? It says any type of governmental job. And, you know, this group has a right to vote to make their bylaws right or wrong. And, you know, it's time to vote.
Thank you, Richard. I apologize. I forgot to request a timekeeper. We have a three-minute limit on speakers. Two-minute limit on speakers. I'm sorry. That 3 minutes for the public. Okay. So, Brian, are you going to do this?
Give me 1 second to get set up.
Okay. Okay. Who's got my list? Okay. Rodrigo, please state your name and your station.
Rodrigo Argueta from KPFK, Los Angeles. And it seems like the intention is good. The only thing is that we are missing the facts. how are you going to prove that? I want you to show me, to give me the proofs that you have, you know, from the governmental institution. So you're giving us or presenting us a motion without any arguments, without any written statements, without any office documents that can prove that. I easily can, you know, point to anybody at this table and say, you know what? I'm challenging your seat because you are an officer of such and such office. But, you know, do I have the proofs? Do I got the documents that can prove it? Cannot go just by, you know what, you know, because he is that. Well, yeah, you might know him. I mean, this is the first time I see this guy right here.
Please, board members, please, don't talk. You want to be on the list?
So this is the issue, right? And we also want you to understand, you know, we cannot take, you know, a board on a matter that we don't know. We just got yesterday here. So it's something that for you to understand. Also, at the beginning of you know, our friend over here, you know, there was a request about, you know, having an open dialogue of something that happened yesterday where such and such things happened. Well, that's a breach of confidentiality. There were, you know, closed sessions. We cannot be disclosing, you know, that something happened yesterday openly like that, you know, without any discussion force that we can have, you know, among ourselves. So we gotta be careful how we speak of things that happen at closed sessions. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Those are closed sessions. Thank you.
Lydia Brazon, state your name and station, please.
Lydia Brazon, KPFK, Los Angeles. First of all, from the bylaws, I don't know what article I'm on now, but anyway, Section D, removal of directors. It says, notice of a meeting to remove director must be given at least 30 days in advance of said meeting. And there's due process in the whole section there. So I uphold the ruling of the chair. Also in 2011, when this board refused to seat Dan Siegel for a similar advisory position, the court granted him a temporary restraining order and then a permanent restraining order, which was then violated by this board, went back to court. The judge said, I won't name the two directors that would be arraigned on July 1st of that year. There was a settlement, and there you go. So we can go that route, and you know, because we haven't heard the nature of the advisory. Just saying that, that bylaw section has been so misapplied for the advisory portion of it. Some people remain seated on local station boards. Some people have recused themselves. Some people have been asked to leave. That section of the advisory section is very murky and has caused us a lot of problems, and we've had to go to court over it. I'm sure if we go down this road, we will go to court because we seated the director. Once the director is seated, then you have to adhere by the bylaws and its process regardless. And Tony made his case last year with corporate counsel present and many of the people on both sides voting to accept his position. And so, but anyway, but regardless, this motion is out of order for this meeting.
Thank you. George Ryder, please state your name and station.
George Ryder, KPFT. Yeah, I think I'm not going to speak to the substance of it, but it is out of order. The it's appropriate in new business. The board can take this up again, even if the decision was made in the past, if it wants to. But it isn't appropriate here. There is plenty of place. Sunday evening, there's a whole section which we sort of emptied out to place in another place. On Sunday evening and on Monday morning, there are times when we can do new business, and I presume we will, and it can be introduced there. But it really can't be introduced here, and Tony is completely correct. If we wanted to override that, it would require a two-thirds vote to change the agenda. So,
thank you. Let me ask, has everybody on the board gotten breakfast? Everybody fed. It's okay. I'd like to invite the people in the audience to help us finish the food. So come on up. Next on the list is Janet Coburn. Please state your name and station.
Janet Coburn, KPFA. One sec.
What is she doing? No.
Okay. It is my understanding that the position that is held by Tony Norman is an elected position. And according to Article 4, Delegates, Section 2, Eligibility, Nomination of Delegates, within the first section, Eligibility, no person who holds any elected or appointed public office at any level of government, federal, state, or local, or is a candidate for such, shall be eligible election to the position of delegate.
That was not your time.
I know. Anyway, so that's what is being raised, and I think that this is appropriate, that it should not be removed. I would like to support or against. I'm against the position of the chair.
Okay. All right. So on the list I have Kim Kaufman, Hank Lamb, and I just saw two hands over here. Manajay just took her name off the list. Okay.
I passed on this one.
Okay, so Tony's right. I'm going to put, okay, and then and Carolyn and Lawrence. Okay, I'm going to read the list again. Hold on. Benito Tony, Kim Kaufman, Hank Lamb, Carolyn Burden, and Lawrence Reyes. Okay, that's who I have on the list now. Benito, go ahead.
All right, this is Benito from D.C., from PFW. Let me say this. I don't believe that the issue was settled last year. Nevertheless, I would agree that we don't have time to get into it today. I think Rodrigo brings an important point that no evidence has been brought to this board today so that the new members can know one way or the other. And we simply don't have time to deal with it. So I would like to advance the substitute motion that the board take it up at another time, but that we proceed with the business of the day.
Okay, so now we have a new ball game.
Point of order.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brian. You sure?
Go ahead, Brian.
We're debating a ruling of the chair.
I moved the table.
So you can't amend a ruling of the chair.
Right. No, I'm not.
So Margie's saying it's out of order to take up Luzette's motion at this time. All we're discussing is whether or not Margie's right.
I was just going to say that. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Sense? So hold.
Yeah, it does.
So hold your motion. Okay. So I would just ask people to speak to the question on the floor, which is that I ruled that the motion was out of order, and it was a challenge to the chair. So you either support the chair's notion that this motion is out of order, or you don't, and that's what you should be talking about. Tony, please state your name and station.
Tony Norman, WPFW. You know, everybody know what this is about, unfortunately. You know what the political motive is. They think I'm going to vote a certain way, so they're trying to eliminate me before the vote. That's what this is about. Let's deal with the politics. But let's get back to this. Like I said, since everybody yesterday was quoting law and suits and threats, you know, I am an attorney. This board has voted and ruled on this matter. It came before the LSB. There was no objection in either one of the LSB meetings. I received the largest number of votes from our listeners as a listener representative than any other representative that ran. I received the largest number of votes from our board to represent our station than any other PNB member, listener PNB member, sitting here. So our board ratified my representation to be here. Our listeners ratified my position to be here. And I'm going to fight for that position to be here. Because there was no objection raised in the 30th when we seated all our members. There was no objection raised in the LSB meeting, not even by Ms. Key. She didn't object then, when she could have easily objected to the LSB that I shouldn't sit. No objection. So, like I said, we ruled on this matter, and even our corporate counsel ruled, and by the way, the Supreme Court of the state of California supports that, because it says that type of position is not considered an elected position because it doesn't have any authority, no sovereign authority. That is the Supreme Court, and we are governed by the Supreme Court of California. We are Pacifica Foundation, we're incorporated, and that's what the corporate counsel ruled when we did on this matter before. So I think we need to move on past the politics. That's the trouble. We need to move on and get about the business of the day.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order.
Point of order. Please state your name and station.
Lawrence Reyes, KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles.
What is your point of order?
My point of order is that I want to call the question.
Okay, so it takes, hold on, it takes a two-thirds vote to...
Point of order. You can't do that.
Oh, okay.
You can't. A point of order is a privileged motion, a privileged position. You can't use that to jump the.
Oh, of course, to call the question. Thank you. All right. Sorry, you can't do that, Lawrence. if you're recognized and on the list, and I call on you, then you may.
I am on the list.
Well, okay. So the list is. Kim Kaufman, Hank Lamb, Lucette King, Carolyn Burden, and Lawrence Reyes. Okay, go ahead, Kim, please.
Kim Kaufman, KPFK. I just want to point out, because part of your ruling was that this was settled last year, so then by that ruling, everything that was settled last year cannot be reopened up this year. And that will kind of change a lot of things on the agenda, so let's be consistent here, okay? Because I'm unaware of this issue. It's new to me. If we want to take up new stuff every year, I mean, it's one way or the other, Marky.
Okay. That's a good point.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Hank Lamb.
Well, Hank Lamb, KPFT. I think the board shouldn't be about the business of picking and choosing who's going to sit and who's not going to sit day by day. Yesterday he sat, corporate counsel and another lawyer were here. This was brought up in their presence and discussed by PNB members, not the council. The council didn't pipe in at any point on that. They had every opportunity to. Two lawyers.
I think you're talking about stuff that happened in executive session. It's not appropriate in open session. Thank you.
At any rate, day by day, picking and choosing who's going to be seated. He was seated all day yesterday, in and out of executive session. He should be seated all day today, I think, for the purposes of this weekend.
Thank you.
If it comes up beyond that, fine.
Lucette King, state your name and station for the record, please.
Chair, this is Lucette King. I'm all for postponing, and you're right. You're very right. But we submitted a package which included a letter from the council saying that Mr. Norman is an elected public official, and you're right. Secondly, when Mr. Norman went to the listeners, he signed, you know that thing that we signed to say that, I don't remember the wording of it, but it does say whether you're public official or not, you should sign yay or nay. He signed no. Thirdly, yes, he sat here. But you see those people who are listening to us at PFW? And I believe three of them here, we have to listen to them more. This is why this organization is structured in the way that we have three or four listener reps sitting here. And I raised it because they raised it. They have already complained that when they come here and raise issues, and they do it at local level, we're just listening to them and it falling on deaf ears. And I am a listener rep. I served from the very first board. I went through negotiations with the bylaws. I called and acted in accordance to what the community wanted when this network was nearly hijacked by public officials, and I won't name them. And that's why that piece is there. And it actually says, it doesn't call for 2/3. Once you are determined ineligible, you're off. There's no vote. And this board deliberately, and I don't know where Mr. Norman get this, I don't know how he's voting. And to demean my cause like this is disingenuous. I am saying we need to stick to rules. Washington, D.C. Council states that this gentleman is an elected public official making decisions at the lowest level of the political system here in Washington, D.C. And I will make sure that the two lawyers who worked on this case would submit again the package that we didn't look at. Thank you.
Carolyn Burden, please state your name and station.
Carolyn Burden from WBAI. The board did vote to seat Tony Norman when this came up last year, and we voted it with the proviso that this not be a precedent in any future seating. And I think that took into account the fact that there was a great deal of support for him on his own board, and that it was a fait accompli, and it would be a huge legal mess, et cetera. So for various reasons, the board, as Lizette pointed out, violated our own rules. There is a bylaws, and I much disagree with my colleague who said that it's confusing. It's not at all confusing. The bylaws are very clear, and the board agreed to either set them aside for various reasons, which may or may not be considered real. Bylaws, Article 4, Section 2A, if you read them, there's no ambiguity there. But the board agreed to do this. And now if the board wants to undo it, the procedure, as has been pointed out, is probably to notice a meeting for 30 days, in 30 days, to unseat someone who is now a director. The seating itself cannot be undone. I'm not so sure it should be, but whatever, if we're going to do that, then we need to do it by procedure. And I would recommend that whoever wants to do that, do that. However, the board made a decision, right or wrong, and we have a board member who, if you asked him directly, he would say that he is an elected member. He won't deny that. There's no need for written proof. We know that. We have the evidence. That's not the issue. The issue is what the board intends to do about it. And I've suggested the remedy is not today. It is going to be down the road. Thank you.
We have two speakers left on the list, Lawrence Reyes and Janet Coleman.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to use my time.
Please state your name.
Lawrence Reyes, KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles. I'm just going to use my time to state that I'd like to move the question.
Okay. Call the question. So this is a vote that will take 2/3. The question, it's been moved and seconded. Has someone seconded it? Okay. That we close debate and come to a vote on this matter. So I think, I guess we can do it by a show of hands.
Roll call.
All right. I have no objection to a roll call vote. Do we have to vote on whether or not to have a roll call vote?
The motion is just to end debate.
The motion is to end debate. That's what we're doing right now. Okay?
You want a roll call on ending?
Actually, no. You're right.
Okay.
No. It's okay. Yeah.
Are there any objections to closing debate? Thank you. All right. So debate has been closed, and I will ask the secretary to do a roll call vote.
Point of information, can you just repeat what it is we're voting on?
We're voting on my ruling.
That's right.
That Luzette's motion was out of order, and that you either vote to uphold the chair. A yes vote is to uphold the chair, and a no vote is to overrule the chair.
And your reason for calling it out of order?
I had a lot of reasons.
And one of the reasons is that it was settled last year.
Excuse me.
Right?
Yes, one of my reasons was that it we dealt. I don't know that I said settled,
yes,
but I
did. And
but
we'll hold that to the rest.
Kim,
said the reason
Kim.
That Tony Norman gave.
I said I supported
among the other reasons.
Kim, I have to ask you not to speak unless you're recognized. Thank you.
Kim.
Please, I said that I was persuaded by Tony Norman's arguments, and that is exactly true. George?
We're not voting on whether everything that you said we agree with.
That's right.
We're just voting on whether or not it is out of order to put this motion on the floor at the moment.
That's right. So my ruling was that it's out of order, okay? We ready to move forward? Thank you. I ask the secretary to take the roll.
Brian Edwards, Steger.
Yes.
I'm going to read this out of order because it's out of order on the sheet I'm looking at. Don't take it personally. Janet Coburn?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
I'm not voting.
You can agree with yourself.
Well, I do.
It's healthy.
She gets to vote last.
KPFK, Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
KPFT Houston, Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
No.
WBAI, Caroline Burden?
I'm going to abstain.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Manager Sabah?
Abstain.
I'm voting yes. Serene Roberts. Washington, D.C. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Luzette King?
Abstain.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janet Lane Ewart?
It's Janice Lane Ewart, and my vote is abstention.
Thank you, and I'm sorry on many levels.
What is the vote, please?
Margie Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Yeah, I did.
Shh. Hold on.
Proudly.
Okay.
Benito.
Okay. Well, no, I think.
11 yes, 4 no, 7 abstentions.
Thank you very much. Now, I hope we're ready to move.
11 yes.
11 yes, 4 no, 7 abstentions. So, based on our early agreement, at this point we will move on to the orientation. We are, of
point
course,
of information. Are we not bringing it up at a later date?
You may do that. You may bring it up at a later date if you choose.
Well, I just want it noted that I object on behalf of the community. I object on Tony Norman being here, and I reserve my rights to raise it at another point, and I was just hoping that the board will guide me as to when we want to raise it. We can't dismiss it like this.
You have to... all right. my position is that you have to raise it in the way in which Lydia described. You are talking about removing someone who has been seated on the board. And you need to provide 30 days notice. I know that your position is that his election automatically removes him from the board. But whatever the board decides, you get to suggest that it be on the agenda.
Okay.
And in order to place it on the agenda, there has to be a vote by the board.
As long as you want that, I will be doing it.
Okay. Thank you, Benito.
wanted to make a substitute motion.
Well, no, that motion was dealt with. There's no substitute, so you get you want to make a motion.
I want to make a motion.
Okay, so say, state your name and.
It's not necessary.
It's
call
not.
For the orders of the day.
We can do it at another time.
Yeah.
Call
okay.
For the orders of the day.
Thank
well,
you.
I'll just make a statement.
You don't get to
no,
orders of the day.
I think we have to move on at this point. We have an agenda, and there are, you know, if people are confused about how to put things on the agenda, I'll be happy to discuss that with them. But that's something that, you know, has to be done through the appropriate procedure. Kim Kaufman.
Is anybody but me called? Can we, I mean.
I turned it back up a little bit. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
What is your point of order?
You said that the board had to approve putting this or anything on the agenda. That's not true. If you send it in 7 days before the meeting, it goes on the paper, and then you can bring it to the meeting and by a majority vote get it on the agenda.
Well,
but her motion, if she makes a motion, does not have to be approved just to get on the agenda.
No. Her motion does not have to be approved to get on the agenda. The board has to agree to add the motion to the agenda. And
if she doesn't send it in 7 days.
Okay.
Only if she doesn't send it in 7 days ahead of the meeting.
Fine. Okay.
The rules haven't changed since last week.
Okay. I'd like to move on. Janice.
Janice Lane, your affiliate representative. I'd like to ask the board for us to please move on through the rest of the agenda. We have very important information that we'd like the open session to be inclusive of those who are listening as well as those who are in the room. And if we could guide ourselves with a sense of liberty for all, particularly those with whom we serve, we may very well get ourselves to lunchtime with the items that we are elected to represent.
Thank you.
Well said. So now we are going to move on to the orientation, the board orientation, and I'd ask Heather.
There she is.
She moved. To start us off.
Yes, I just want to know how much time we have.
Well, where's my agenda? We have about 45 minutes, I think.
Okay, so what I handed this out yesterday. I hope you all have it.
But you need to use a mic. You need to use a mic.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's right in front of you. There's
a red mic right in front of you. There it is. Okay, thanks.
And I'm messing up your clock here.
I handed out the package yesterday. I hope you all have it with you today. It is not in the board package. This is what it looks like.
You didn't get one yesterday.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
No, I gave one to you where
no,
you were
you
sitting.
No, you called one and asked me.
Well, I bought it back. It doesn't matter. I'm going to hand it around. What I'm going to do is, actually, Serene's speaking up here. She was on the coordinating committee. She did the first draft of this, and then we got commentary from throughout the board. So I want to thank everyone for your help on this. What we're going to do is have a number of folks on the board make reference to the various areas. And I've already talked with you all, and I'm going to go around to you if you don't have a copy of the package with you today. I just want to mention also that we discussed the importance of having an orientation for the PNB, but we also thought that this should be applied to the LSBs as well. So that's for future discussion. I've asked Brian Edwards-Tieker to begin, and this is from the first section of the Pacifica bylaws, just to talk about this a little bit. It has to do with the purposes, principles, and commitment to diversity. Brian.
Okay. And this is our Hagada.
Yes.
So the first question is, why is this night different from all other nights?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
It was inside humor.
We're speaking to the outside public.
Yeah.
Some of them they know.
Don't forget to state your name and station.
I'm Brian Edwards-Tieker from KPFA. Heather asked me to present the mission statement. I'm not going to read it verbatim because there's a lot of language in here that I think is artifacts regarding things like setting up choral groups and providing grants for creative writing?
I object. I object. The mission statement has not.
You would like a dramatic reading of the whole page?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we have a change.
Yes, please. Exactly.
Okay. Stop.
Which parts of the mission statement you like?
Kim, I'm just going to ask you for the rest of the meeting. Stick your hand up when you want to talk and wait until the chair calls on you.
Thank you.
Now.
Thank you. I thought the exchange was inappropriate, too. Brian, please go on.
I'm going to read the section that's on radio broadcasting operations because that is the business that we're in. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this foundation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Brian, hang on just one second. I want to ask board members not to engage in discussion while we're doing this. Someone's speaking. If you want to talk to each other, leave the room. Go to a far corner. And I need to ask the audience, please, to not talk because your conversations can be heard and are disruptive. If you want to talk to people, go somewhere else. The only people who will be speaking are the people who have been recognized to present. Brian, please go on.
So I just want to say as a sidebar, I was really astounded by how many people during public comment yesterday made reference to Lou Hill, the founder of Pacifica. I work at KPFA, the station that he founded is the Pacifica station, and I think about him a lot, but I always kind of assumed that in other parts of the network that he was not directly involved in during his lifetime, he wouldn't live as large in the imagination. And it was great to see that we still have that collective narrative of where we come from. And I just want to put the document in context. This mission statement is an iteration of several prospectuses that Lou Hill drafted while he was trying to raise funds to start Pacifica and to start his first radio station. He and the people he were working with were pacifists. They were conscientious objectors during World War II who were interned and basically met in a camp in California. And it's also a political document because it's kind of carefully avoiding saying things about their politics that they thought would get them in trouble with the government. You know, Pacifica is founded and launches its first radio station just a couple years before the McCarthy period really starts up. So it's important to keep in mind what they're not saying. If you look at Lou Hill's communications from this era, what he put in the first newsletters when KPFA was started up about his vision, the way he saw putting this mission into principle was through dialogue and debate. He saw this as the highest calling of using the airwaves. Not just that you would bring views onto the air that didn't have a platform anywhere else, but that you would put them into dialogue with each other and through that dialogue model, be an example of a way of discussing differences that did not involve warfare. In other words, he thought the radio stations would be a model to the world that you could have conversations about difference, not just a place that you would get alternative points of view onto the air. And I think that's something important for us to keep in mind today. That's my spiel.
Okay.
Excellent.
Heather, where are you?
Yes, thank you. We have Tony Norman is going to talk about the use of the world. I'm sorry, I do need the